My gorgeous players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for June 29th, 2022. I don't actually know how to pronounce this week's nail polish, but congrats to Ani, Alibi, Sierra Lundy, Flames of Games, Jekyll, J-Nails, Monster, Sean, Terror Cubist, and Tony Wild, who all guessed it! I was kind of going crazy with the inventing of nail polish names this week, as you might have noticed. All right, let's go! Oh, so before we start, another thing. The incomparable and amazing Seltrosa and humble Seltrosa has agreed to be my guest for the next interview. I'll put an announcement of sorts on Discord as well. But if you have any questions you'd like me to ask her, send me those. And now we start. We saw 6 matches in A tier. Cider won against Mick and tied Lemons, who in turn won against Janiels, who won against John and tied Mick, who won against Kazmaru. You know? Oh, you want to know where that's leaving us? Well, Cider took over first position from Kazmaru, and Mick and Sean have finished their matches. Precious few matches have been played in B1. I'm getting nervous over here. Burning Skull is still in the lead. Bobby DJ 18 is still in the lead of B2. Terror Cubist is still in the lead of C1. Triple Range Merge is still in the lead of C2. Am I looking at old results? It doesn't look like it. Aha, Junt Chris has pushed past Gamesu to the top of C3. And Fika remains in the lead of C4 with 68% in 5, 20.5 wins. And as far as I can tell, it's quite likely that they won their division. Time will tell. In D1, W. Morrison remains in the lead. Honeybuzz X broke the tie in D2 and is leading the division as of now. Alunik overtook both Kubu and Etaku in first position of D3. Shower overtook S-Sounder at the top of D4. He has 69% in 3. It does not look like anything happened in E1. Nevis Awesome and Zmobi are still in shared number 1. Alan Detellen is still in the lead of E2 with an incredible 86% in 22 games. Oh, very impressive. C.R. Lundy remains in the lead of E3. Bamboogler snatched promotion in E4 from Z-Fade and wins the division! Congratulations! Beachcomber overtook Huevos Locos in E5. Casual Majestic remains in the lead of E6. Talpa Europea, the European mole, overtook both Yulu and DVD Ing at the top of E7. Yes, that's my division. And Grass Wander remains in the lead of E8. Which brings us to the results, comments, shoutout section. Starting with comments from Rothek, who played 4-2 against Aborginio for G11 and said, nice heart for games. The last one had my heart beating the final 5 turns. Then match results from I3, where Tribunk played 2-4 against Dominion. And Tribunk comments, Fiatum can win games. Yes, Tribunk, that's very true. And then there were results from H1, where Keiki played 5-1 against Pagier. And Keiki says, fun games, and Pagier got way too many 5-2 starts. Which, I don't know. If I were a Pagier, I would not be happy about a comment like that after I lost 1-5. But okay. Then MCU Fly played 4-2 against Angry Tetris, which is such a great username. So they played 4f9, and MCU Fly says, "Rats! Rats! Rats!" And in a similar vein, Kubu commented on their win over S Sounder in the Allies Mix bracket number 2, Knights. Many Knights. And then we had a wonderful, wonderful match description for League H4, where iMonster played Chocopie, and iMonster said, so the description is League H4, smiley, congrats to us for scheduling ahead of time, dot dot, exclamation point, smiley, iMonster v. Chocopie, and the description is 6-game match with a short break or two for stretching and etc. Very sweet. And then Navis Awesome commented on their win against CVUU for E1. 2 out of 2 matches so far have been highly eventful. Loving this division. Which we love to hear. And then we had a comment from Imp Griffin, who tied Arcanum Mage in I6 and said, good opponent, very nice about all of my takebacks. And then in brackets, I pre-move too much. And finally, Ketra played 4-2 against Redly in G2 and comments, rats. And with this, we have reached the significant lead club shout out. All right, so there are 40 new members since last we spoke. Did I tell you about BobbyDJ18? I don't think I did. So BobbyDJ18 is in the club now. I told you about Shower. I told you about Ellen the Talon. And the other new members are Clam Chowda, Ultimate Geek, Youngster Joey, Kehebo, Marmot Mania, Folivora, MCU Fly, 35477747, Galaxy, Kriesta, Gbump, Nixon, Mr. Maple, Sparrowhawk73, Goldberry, Vrivitz, Chorner, Yannick2112, Mike Dolph, Wilmut, Xibit, Kellak1, Host, Castle Livery, Trey as a Jedi98, Otrokol717, Anitka, J-Star, Fuark, Hillbutton, White Yoshi, Rezd1, Brody Rules, KDD206, Prashant Nagpal, Sebes Pranto, and Big F. And special shout out to everyone with 80% or more in 3 or more matches, where we have 9 players. And the top 3 are Ellen de Tellen with 86%, Big F with 88%, and Host with 89%. Well done, all of you. All right, so 2 players dropped out of big games. Oh, God. I type out bug games. Oh, no. The horror. Oh my. The finale of Big Games will feature Nizala and 6K3W7IV5TG28. Good luck! That was scary. In medium games, the group phase is complete. Semis are set and already halfway through. Snowbizzy advanced to the finale after her win against Ultimate Geek. Yorike and CVUU will play the other semi-final. Good luck! In small games, Goldberry won her semi-final against Fifi35410 and Xenomorph won the semi-final against Supernick, and they will be playing their grand finale tonight at 16 UTC. Good luck! So last episode, I made a mistake because, of course, Ani played the Size Champs Big Games finale against Bitterworm Coil. Suoka and Dixie. Ani went on to win the match and crown himself Size Champs Big Games champion! Congratulations! Size Champs will go into hibernation now until next year. Oh, and I think signups for all of Size Games are open, so go and sign up. In bracket two of Allies Mix, Kubu and Asounder won their respective semifinal matches and met in the grand finale where Kubu pulled through. Congrats. Jackdaw won the third place match. Congrats to you as well. In bracket three, Akuchi and Euxodus won their semis and will play the grand finale sometime soon, I hope. Good luck to both of you. And in bracket four, the grand finale is currently on hold after an initial tie between the finalists Galaxy and Bambugler. Y'all, things have changed in German League. RTT dropped from first to third place after quite a dramatic loss of about 100 points after the June tournament. Nizala and Tudevman dropped out of the top five. The new top five is The Taco in fifth place, Euxodus in four, The Captain in three, Lo in second place, and Snickers 97 in first. Although they both have the same points. I wonder why Snickers is in first then. Anyways, RTT is only 2 points below. So, yeah, I think it's quite likely that The Captain will be in number one again soon. At the June tournament, Jens, Freak, El Taco, and RTT made playoffs. At the end, Jens won over RTT in second and the Taco in third. For my personal weekend games, I played League V Vatu Lamini and Type Europea. I have one match left that I would very much like to win in order to prevent demotion. We will see. We scheduled for July 7th. July 8th. 7th? Next Friday. Medium games is medium games. I don't know what to tell you. It's bad. yeah, and then there's going to be an IRL tournament for German League in Berlin in mid-July, and I signed up! And I'm very much looking forward to this. It will be great. Another style guide item. So, in game 6 of their league match, Burning Skull and Minion Pawn played a board with Tents, Envoy, Fiedem, Jack, Poacher, Groundskeeper, Recruiter, Sentry, King's Court, and Prince, Bonfire, and Populate. It was epic. I wanted to feature Beeskull's commentary, but the audio wasn't great, so I'll try to recap what happened. Basically, as you may imagine, both players try to get Garrison and Populate in play, which Beeskull succeeded at in turn 7 with a flawless combination of Recruiter, Tent, Garrison, and Jack of all trades. And then he princed Envoys, the Garrison stacked up over the next two turns, and he ended the game on Jacks, Silvers, and Fyoda. It was really amazing. Please, if you weren't there and you haven't watched it already, do check it out. I'll link it in the show notes. Which brings us to the preview! Alright, so as I already told you, today at 16 UTC, Goldberry will play Xenomorph for the Small Games Finals. And then at 21 UTC, Shad will play Xyrix for League B, and JMJJMJ will play Asounder for League D. Tomorrow, Thursday, at 23 UTC, Singlety will play Marcos for League C. Saturday at 2 UTC, Kazmar will play Cider for League A, which is going to be interesting. I'll be asleep, but it's still going to be interesting. Then at 15 UTC, Shad will play Semi for League B. And Sunday at Detector will play a Libby for League D at 11 UTC, and at 15 UTC, Sammy will play Cherry Dot for League B. And Monday at 13 UTC, Mort will play a Lunik for League D. Tuesday, Sammy will play Xyrex for League B at 10 UTC. Kazumaru will play Lemon Spawn for League A at 20 UTC. And that's all for now. So, SpecChat. Not too bad, kindly informed me about a new album by Regina Spektor that was released on Friday, I want to say? I don't know. And I haven't really listened to a full album of hers since Far, which I haven't looked up, but it's been a while. And there was at least one album that I missed, I think. Anyways, I love this album very much. It's very short. It's only 10 tracks and like 47 minutes or something. It's lovely. And one song in particular stands out to me. And that song is called One Man's Prayer. And it's incredibly chilling. And I like it, but it's very scary too. I guess I am impressed by the song because it just does so many things and it's just a song, you know? And I'm always very in awe when artists succeed in doing a lot of things and transcending their art form. I can't really put it in words. I'm not very eloquent about this, but all I can say is I lay on the couch listening to this new album and this song came on and I was like bobbing my head and then I was like very scared and chilled to the bone. And obviously I have a lot of love for her as an artist and I can't say I enjoy this song because it's quite serious, but I guess what I want to say is that I'm just so impressed. I'm very impressed with this song. Yep, check it out if you want to. I'll link it in the show notes. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf. I am going to play some second edition games right now and decide whether or not I'll put on clothes today and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!